Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. He's made today. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Be happy. Be blessed. Be thankful. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be joyous. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a great day. And continually cast those cares. Give God those cares. He wants to hear them. We have a God, a big God. He listens to us, which I'm thankful for. Believe that He's going to take care of it, which I could probably go over today if I really wanted to. But I was reading this morning in James, and it's funny because you'll read things and then you'll forget about them. And then maybe a couple years later, you'll read something and be like, oh my gosh, I just love this whole chat. Like this book is wonderful. I haven't read it in a long time. But I was going over this. If you go to chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience," or that patient enduring. "But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." You got to go through the trials and tribulations. You got to go through, afflictions, tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope will not cause shame. You got to go through those trials and tribulations to learn that patient enduring, to be patient during the time of trouble. "But in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." When you're going through it, you give those situations to God, and He will move you into wherever it is you need to move. And what that does is that makes you entire, and that makes you perfect. Now, you are perfect in God's eyes. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous. And that's the most important thing. You're going to heaven, you are righteous. But it is, you still got to walk through life. You still got to go through stuff. But it builds your faith. So if you're going through it, He sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. It's all about finding God. The days are set up side by side. But I wanted to go over this. If you go to verse 13, and when I hear people say they're tempted of God, it just gives me like, not correct. Not correct, because it's not biblical. If you go to verse 13, it says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, his own sinful desires, and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Adam transgressed against the law, and the state of death was created. The connection was severed when he did that. That sinful lust, that carnal nature, that lust, that carnal nature, it dwells in every human. But we have the new spiritual nature within us. So when it says, when anybody goes through those times and they say, oh, God's tempting me, or if you believe God's tempting you, that is not correct. He will make a way where there is no way. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man." There's nothing that you're going through that's any different than somebody else than what someone else has gone through. Don't be the martyr. Don't be a martyr, man. Like, and it's hard not to be. Like, when I think about work and, you know, heavy is the crown, I'm always complaining about the things we have to do. But don't be that martyr. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful." What did it say? God is faithful. God is here with you. He's not leaving you. He knows what you're going through. "But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." God is with you. He tells you this in His word. "I'm not going anywhere. I'm faithful. Come to me, I'll take care of it. I will not allow you to be tempted above what you can handle. He will make a way where there is no way. He loves you. You're never alone." And if you go back to that verse I went over a couple days ago in John, John chapter 16, verse 32, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, and every man to his own, and ye shall leave me alone. This is Christ Jesus talking. Everybody's going to go away. You're going to leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. You're not alone. You're never alone. It doesn't matter if everyone around you leaves. You have God Almighty and a company of angels, the host of heaven. You have all things. Be strengthened, therefore. Enjoy your life. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to God, or never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. Believe it's going to happen. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the...
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for every single thing you do for us. Thank you for your constant blessing and just how you take care of us. I pray for a great day today, and I ask that it's a joy and that the traveling works out. I also lift up just that you show me what to do with everything, and that it's set up the proper way, and that I'm not financially stressed out or freaking out, and that we can continually move, and this is the right person. And I just thank you for each and every moment that we have. I pray for our country. I pray for I just pray for everything that's going on, and I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.